Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Bullseye Saints Hour. It is an inside look at the black and gold. Bullseye, the official tailgate of the New Orleans Saints. We will be having quarterback Spencer Rattler on the show in a little bit, but we'll begin with Michael Parenton, VP of Pro Personnel, second year in that position, 14th year with the team, been a fan of the show, been on the show before, but things are different. You know, because as we talked before, earlier this year, didn't have that W, and you only get, as a head coach, your first win once. And it must have just been a great feeling to see Kellen get to, and Spencer get to celebrate that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think that when you're around Kellen and you kind of see this whole process from start to finish in terms of getting the season going, right, and him coming off the Super Bowl and immediately – you know, we go through the final stages, we make the decision, we hire him. He comes here, puts the staff together. Well, then all of a sudden, you know, he's educating himself on the roster. He's filling his staff out. We're getting into free agency. We're getting in a draft. The offseason program, like the whole activation of his vision, you know, you can't help but pull for the guy so much, not only because he's your coach, but because you believe in what he's selling, you know. And so I think guys quickly recognize that, and I think you sense that from them in the locker room after that. Everybody was very obviously happy to get a win, get that off of our back, but then also, like, you know, you're doing it the right way.
Yeah, I asked Kellen last night, you know, the fact that it was Alvin who gave him the ball. I mean, that's always – because Alvin doesn't talk much, but when he does – you know, it's an old reference. It's like E.F. Hutton. People listen. I mean, and that's the truth.
Yeah, absolutely. Alvin, you know, has definitely been a guy that's seen it all here for us, and he knows the good. He's seen the bad, and he's been the same guy through and through. And you have to appreciate that about him. And I think he recognized how big that moment was.
There's only one Kellen Moore that I have seen from the opening press conference when he became the coach through OTAs, training camp, preseason, four straight losses. There's no highs and lows. There is one Kellen Moore. And I don't think I've ever seen a young man, 37, who's more grounded, who really doesn't have the experience of what we're talking about, to be more grounded in these situations.
Yeah, and look, Kellen was open and honest about that from the start. Like, when we interviewed him, because you feel that. You're like, what's a bad day look like? You know, like...
you sound the same, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you want to know, right? Like, you see the guy on the sidelines, and you study him from afar, and the college career is obviously well-documented, and, like, you just see him smiling, and you see him kind of steady Eddie the whole entire time. And so it was kind of one of those questions where we kind of went, hey, man, what's a bad day look like for you? And he's like, this is me. This is it. You know, this is who I am. I don't really let those things get to me, and trusts his process and knows that there's going to be tough times. There's also joy in the journey, and part of the journey is going through those tough times. So, you know, I think he, you know, ground is a great word for him, because I don't think he changes. And I think people understand that that's how we have to be.
And it's only good if it's genuine. And it's not, he could come in there and throw things around and yell and scream and have these great win and I'm hacked at you, lost, but that's not him. And he also, in my estimation, he knows the team feeds off of what he's doing. And he doesn't want a bunch of, you know, roller coasters. It's a long road.
Yeah, I think it's a great point. I think he's very aware of of who he is, and his authenticity is his greatest asset in terms of his ability to communicate to the rest of the team. And those guys value that. Those guys don't need a yeller to be motivated. They need someone who sells them what they believe in, you know. And I think he does. He's obviously very intelligent, and he does a great job of preaching his vision and, you know, going over it time and time again to show why it matters. And I think guys clearly see that and they bought in. Dana, that's how we have to be.
And it's only good if it's genuine. And
yeah,
he's, it's not, a, you know, he could come in there and throw things around and yell and scream and be, have these great win and I'm hacked at you, lost, but that's not him. And he also, in my estimation, he knows the team feeds off of what he's doing, and he doesn't want a bunch of, you know, roller coasters. He wants, it's a long road.
Yeah, I think he's you know, it's a great point. I think he's very aware of who he is, and his authenticity is his greatest asset in terms of his ability to communicate to the rest of the team. And those guys value that. Those guys don't need a yeller to be motivated. They need someone who sells them what they believe in, you know. And I think he does. He's obviously very intelligent, and he does a great job of preaching his vision and, you know, going over it time and time again to show why it matters. And I think guys clearly see that and they bought in.
Yeah, I get to sit next to the greatest analyst in Deuce, and he said, you don't understand how good players are at picking up BS.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, if they hear it and it's not genuine, they're out, man. They're out. And I would assume that's true. Players, they know when what you're telling me ain't the truth.
That's right. That's right. I mean, they're all grown men, and they're putting food on their table. And so if they don't feel like a guy, that their BS meter goes up, I guess you would say, then quickly they spot it, and then they start looking for an exit strategy on that. Right, wrong, or indifferent.
The ability to have Taysom and Foster out there, Taysom's huge pass, you know, of course he would like to run it more, but he was out there. You know, he's got to take, like even mm-hmm. Taysom said, and Foster the same way, I got to take a hit. I think game two will be much different just because it just will, right?
Yeah, look, make no mistake about it. You know, having those two guys on the field is you know, it's hard to quantify how valuable that is. Number one, because they're great leaders. Number two, because they're highly intelligent. And then they add value into our scheme and our offense. So any contribution we get game one coming off of a major injury like that is massive to our big picture. And then going forward, yeah, the expectation would be like both those guys continue to progress, get their feet underneath them, and continue to be more and more impact in our offense.
And especially Foster. I had to go back because he didn't have any targets, but he played 25 plays.
Yep.
That's 30-some percent of the offense. So he was out there. He was getting exactly what he needed.
And that stuff happens on a weekly basis with all positions. Like, the game script kind of dictates where it goes. And fortunately for us, we got into a 4-minute mode and a, you know, running the clock out and kind of a possession style. And Foster's a good point of attack player for us. And so, you know, he's never going to turn down an opportunity and be like, well, here we go. You know, like he's going to go out there, and it wasn't anything from a health standpoint. It's just more or less like, do we think this guy, you know, 20 plays is a lot? And sure enough, he was ready for it.
Take a quick break. We're with Michael Parenton, Vice President of Pro Personnel. This is the Bullseye Saints Hour on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome back to the Bullseye Saints Hour, an inside look at the black and gold Bullseye, the official tailgate of the New Orleans Saints, with Michael Parenton, Vice President of Pro Personnel, E.D. White, Tulane, had some time with the New York Jets, and Rashid Shaheed. I've seen two or three reports. Some say 22 miles an hour. Some say 23. And I said this last night to Coach Moore, like, if you do that in my neighborhood, you're speeding. Mm-hmm. I mean, think about that.
Yeah.
Go in your car, go 23 miles an hour. And try to and keep your car 23 and go a block, go 100 yards. That will put it into perspective for you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, Rashid is a talented guy for us. And the challenging thing about when we signed him as a free agent after was that we knew we were getting a good returner from his college accolades. And then as he progressed into the offseason program through his rehab coming off of an ACL, which, you know, we're getting less and less verified numbers with the combine and pro days and things like that. And you're relying more on your GPS numbers. But that was something that kept standing out through our training staff, through our strength and conditioning staff. It was like, this guy can really run. And then quickly it was like, no. Like, this guy has got like very good speed, you know, something different that we're at practice. And, you know, I remember Dennis at the time saying, I don't know like what we can do offensively with this guy, but we can't cover him at practice, you know? And so that, you know, kind of the lore of Rashid has kind of grown and gotten better, and I couldn't be happier for him.
He caught a 3-yard touchdown earlier this year. His next shortest touchdown was 19. His next shortest after that was 34. Like, he doesn't understand a 3-yard touchdown, right?
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, a 3-yard touchdown? I mean, it's a different sphere. So I'm going to flip it to defense. You come into camp, you got Tyrann Mathieu, who won the Super Bowl in 2019, played in 2020. You got Terrell Burgess, who won the Super Bowl in 2021. I've talked about the seasons now. Justin Reed, who won the Super Bowl in 22, 23, played in it in 24. So you had not your DBs, just your safeties had played in like six straight Super Bowls and won four rings. And then in the afternoon on Sunday, you had Jonas Anker, Jordan Howden, Quincy Riley, Kool-Aid McKinstry, Terrell Burgess. I mean, it's first off, you know, the injury to Justin Reed. Hopefully he'll be fine. It was a concussion. Tyrann retired. Burgess is out there. We'll talk more about him. But wow, what you have seen of these young guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wanted to say last night to Coach Moore, was like, or Brandon, was like, you don't know what you don't know.
Yeah,
and when you're young and you got that, they're like, "Hey, man, are you kidding me? I'm who I am. You come on, bring it. You don't know what you don't know."
Yeah, look, that's a great part of Coach Moore's vision, Brandon's vision, Mickey's communication, and our vision throughout the whole process was like, "Man, we got to figure out what we got with these young guys." You know, like there's a little bit of a turnover here, and there's some new bodies and some new faces, and like we have to prepare for the season, but also we like when we get to the end of training camp, let's make sure we know what we have in these young guys, and if we feel like we need to make the call for one of them, that they're going to be ready to go. And so quickly you see, you know, with Quincy, once he got going into the training camp after missing a little bit of our OTAs, like, man, this guy's got legitimate cover talent, you know. And then you have a Jonas, and Jonas jumps out, you know, and the guys are all smart. You know, their brain works, like Brandon said. And so they have football brains, and athletically, you know, throughout the draft process, our coaches went down and got hands on them. You know, our coaches privately worked out a lot of these guys. So there was confidence there. And then there was enough snaps in the preseason and in our practices to give everyone confidence that we were pretty sure we knew what we had in these guys. And a guy like Terrell is very smart. And that's someone that Brandon had experience with. And so that's easier to lean on those things to hear their vision and know how they fit in.
You're in the booth, right? You're up, You're up with us on 700. So Brandon and Kellen Moore saw the flea flicker, and they know it's bad, but they don't have any idea how bad it is because we're up top, and it's way worse up top than it is on the field, right?
Yeah.
I mean, when it first happened, I'm like, oh, my gosh, right? So to be fair, Jackson Dart should have thrown it sooner, but he didn't. You're a rookie. I don't care. You threw it when you threw it. But the play by Terrell Burgess to make up that ground is instinct.
Yeah, I think one of the things when you're evaluating a secondary player that you want to look for, okay, when they're tested downfield, is there panic or is there poise? And that was the greatest part about Terrell's play there. You know, regardless of the throw, when you're in position, are you going to panic? Do you have the awareness to get your head back, and can you finish and make a play on the ball? Like, of all things, because you're going to get a penalty if you panic, right? And so Terrell did a great job of recovering. He can obviously run, which is good to see, you know. And then when at the moment of truth, he was able to make a play and break it up.
Take a break. This is the Bullseye Saints Hour with Michael Perrington, Vice President of Pro Personnel, back after this on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Welcome back to the Bullseye Saints Hour. Bullseye, the official tailgate of the New Orleans Saints, and we are speaking with Michael Perrington, Vice President of Pro Personnel. Coming up after this segment, we will have Saints quarterback Spencer Rattler get his thoughts after that first W and a look ahead already to New England. Have you or has the team received a call from the NFL about the Carl Granderson sack?
I don't know that, but I don't know that I'm at the pay grade to see,
yes,
to
you
see
are.
Those calls.
Yes, you are.
Look, I think every week there's a review of calls from the previous week. Sometimes they're used as a teach tape from the league. Sometimes they're on an individual basis to each team, and Mickey, Kai, Kellen, those guys handle those types of deals. And so, you know, no different than any other week. I'm sure everything will be explained.
We haven't talked much about the change with the kicking ball this year.
Mm-hmm.
They used to have to come out of the box, you know, the day of, a couple hours before. And, you know, I don't think everybody understands, but the quarterbacks have had the football all week. Right, the returner, they pick out their ball, but the kickers have had this slick orange thing that they have 2 hours. But this year, they finally said, "Look, you guys go out, you get the balls like everybody else, you prepare them like everybody else." That's why when you notice the game, if you're watching, you don't have dark brown footballs and these bright orange footballs that come out of nowhere. Do you think it's had any impact on the length of what we're seeing, which is just incredible?
I don't know that for sure. I think kickers have gotten a lot stronger and more talented. You see these guys get trained. There's great trainers, you know, across the country that are taking these guys in, and you have your share of international guys that are now kind of being groomed. And so I think kickers are talented. Their process just needs to be refined, you know, with a lot of them as they get going. And then the other thing you got to remember in college football is that it's like a whole bunch of different footballs, you know, like it's not uniform like in our league. And so, you know, as everything gets more and more uniform for these guys, and look, we're seeing a crop of really good kickers across our league. And I think with the new kickoff rule, you're seeing the tools that these guys all have to be effective in even that part of the game. So, you know, I think the skill level and the overall talent, bigger guys, you know, I think these guys are starting to make an impact on the game. And, you know, it's not, you need really two first downs to score points now, you know, where guys are starting their drives and where guys are able to kick from. And you're lining up for 58, 59 yard field goals like it used to be a 47, 48 yarder.
Blake has, you know, had the most perfect training camp in struggle, but he's not alone. There are a lot of kickers out there missing from 40 and in. There's no reason for it. I mean, that I can think of, you know, other than everybody's so focused on 50 plus that we don't work enough on 40 and in. I don't think that's the case. But I mean, you must feel the same way. I mean, it's not, if it were just Blake, it'd be one thing, but it's not. It's, I mean, you guys lost jobs, right?
Yeah, it's certain. Wei Koo, Jake Moody, goes around. It's going across the league, and you see everybody kind of struggling. And look, Blake's got a ton of talent. We've all seen the consistency that he can kick with. He's kicking with his third holder in 3 years too, you know, so I think there's a little bit of refinement that in your operation, and we know he's capable of kicking the ball when we need it.
New England and what you've seen of them, it's early, but, you know, we're going to talk to Spencer Rattler later. Actually, just talk about Spencer. And, you know, we talked about Kellen. You know, here's a kid who's been through a lot, and to get that victory, and he hasn't had the weapons, and now he does. You know, how, what you've seen of his maturation process.
Yeah, I think it's a great word to describe it. I think everyone who's been here involved with Spencer has felt the maturity of him from the day we visited him on the top 30 visit through the draft, and the talent was evident the moment he stepped out on the field, and it was just kind of like a growth in, you know, and just a development process. At quarterbacks, very few are coming into our league ready to roll, you know, and so circumstances, whether that's the offensive line they're playing behind, the receivers that they have to throw to, the flow of the game, the season at the time, like there's so many variables, you know, with all that stuff. And Spencer, of all people, has been the most consistent and the most steady guy throughout the whole process, just every single day going out, practicing well, putting in the time, dedicating time to his craft. So I think you have to appreciate that, and you have to be happy for him, just like we talked about with Coach Moore.
Are you seeing linebackers play him a little differently now? He's not just running the ball like he, to get out of trouble. He's running it, you know, for purpose, and they've been first downs. And, you know, the linebackers have to start treating that differently.
I don't know.
Is it too early?
Yeah. I think we have enough that people have to respect offensively in terms of Chris and Rashid and Juwan and Alvin and Brandon and Vele and, you know, and that whole group. I think we have a good complement of guys. And I think any time that there's a pesky scrambler like Spencer is, you know, Baker Mayfield's the exact same way. There's a third down scramble. Brock Purdy does a great job of it. That guys just buy themselves another set of downs, just live for another set of downs, you know. And so that's an added element to his game that I do believe people are aware of. And people, you know, you saw in the Buffalo game, it makes a difference, you know. And so I just think that's part of the tools that maybe you don't see when you're scouting them initially. And you kind of understand it's more about poise. It's more about feel. There's like an instinct to it. You know, it's kind of like a guy that knows how to rush the passer that may not measure up all that great, but he's just got great feel of when to time up his counters and when to mix everything up. I think Spencer's got that in terms of his ability to extend plays.
Stacking W's begins with New England. They'll get your attention automatically. They went into Buffalo and got that W. Fans will be pumped. And so best of luck. And as always, we appreciate your time.
All good. Thank you very much.
Let's pause 10 seconds to let stations identify themselves here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Going to take a quick break. This is the Bullseye Saints Hour on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. And when we come back, we will have Saints quarterback Spencer Rattler talk about that first win, talk about the tempo of that offense, and the New England Patriots coming into town. Stay with us here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome back to the Bullseye Saints Hour. It is an inside look at the black and gold, and we are thrilled to have Saints quarterback Spencer Rattler with us in his second year. And you get that win over the Giants, and Kellen Moore tosses you the game ball. Where is it?
It is at home right now in my spot, but it'll soon be in my dad's office. I got all my collectibles, all my stuff that's important. I sent it back home with him, and he kind of makes a little special room out of it. So it's a pretty cool setup.
Is that for him? You know what I mean? As much as it is for you?
I mean, yeah, it's just a proud thing. You know, he's very proud. My parents are proud. I want to keep that safe at home. And then, you know, when I get a house one day, I'll make my own room out of it.
How important was it? It's been a long stretch. It is what it is. You know what the record was, to get that finally behind you, because you've played good games, right? You can't throw it all on the quarterback, but to get that behind you.
Yeah, it feels great, you know, to get a win. You know, it's you don't get comfortable with losing. That's the hardest thing. Like, it's hard to get wins in this league, as everybody knows, and you never want to get content with not winning. And credit to our team, you know, for pushing through it. You know, we started out 0-4, very close in a lot of those games, and you know, found a way to get it done this last week, and I think that's exactly what we needed, to get that win and carry some momentum going here forward.
You have Kellen Moore, Doug Nussmeier, Scott Tolzien, Scott Linehan, who are coaching the quarterback position in a way, different aspects, but who played the game. Man, that's such an invaluable tool, and I would imagine they probably don't all talk to you about the same thing at once. They've got to separate it out a little bit. But just the impact of having guys in your ear who did more than coached it. They've been the guy getting it in their ear.
I think it's been critical. You know, it's been huge for me. I felt myself improve so much coming into this year because of that, I think. You know, having 3-4 guys that played the game at the highest level, at high levels, and know what it's supposed to look like, have done it, have seen how it's supposed to be done. And like you said, they don't all talk about the same thing over and over. They all see the game in their own way, but I think we all communicate very well, and love building with those guys, and they've helped me a ton.
There's probably no bigger critic of Spencer Rattler than Spencer Rattler, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, so as you look and you go, okay, here's what the coach is talking about on your list as you're working to get better in just your second year. What are a couple of things you're working on?
Yeah, you know, I feel like I've gotten better in protecting the ball. You know, knowing situational football, I feel like I've increased in that area, limiting my sacks by a ton, and distributing the ball to my playmakers. you know, taking what the defense gives you, I've gotten better in that aspect. I want to keep improving on ball placement, footwork. And footwork starts with everything. You know, that's how you get your ball placement on a 3-yard pass or a 50-yard pass. You know, you want to have the same clean footwork. Really all facets of the game, all areas of the game I want to improve. I feel like I've used my legs a little better this year, which is a weapon, you know, and can help our team. So just trying to improve in all areas, not get content with where I'm at.
How much better are you at looking at that defense and seeing what that defense is and checking out, or I mean, just much more comfortable?
Yeah, you know, I feel really good with the offense, you know, with what we're calling, the intent of each play, what coverages we're attacking. Feel like I'm making all the right checks at the line and getting us in the right play. And, you know, the next level is executing that play every single time, you know, no matter what the situation is, no matter what the down and distance is, trying to execute that play to its highest level, continue to lead and move the chains. And then we've got to do better, I think, as a group, scoring in the red zone every opportunity we get, because we get down there a lot. We just got to take advantage of those opportunities.
I mean, sometimes it's the obvious, right? I mean, it is what it is.
Yep.
You get down there, but you got to punch it in.
Yep.
And you talked about the running game, and your was that more of a intent on you from yourself running? Because you look at the Buffalo game, 6 rushes, 49 yards, mm-hmm. and people go, all right, well, all right, that's good. Mm-hmm. But it's 8.2 yards a rush. Mm-hmm. 5 of the 6 were for first downs. The other one was a +8. Mm-hmm. So it's not just that you're running, but it feels more impactful. Was that more of a decision, offensive decision?
For sure. You know, I wanted to really this whole year, I want to use my legs to, like you said, to get first downs, to get big plays to put us in the right position, not just to run. You know, I'm a pass first quarterback. Obviously want to get it done from out the pocket, but very comfortable with getting outside the pocket. And if nothing's there, using your legs as an outlet, as we say, you know, it's a QB check down, a QB through. So nothing's there, you got to go get it yourself. I mean, you see guys across the league do that, and they're on winning teams and they help their teams win. So, you know, I want to be in that position. I want to continue to improve in that area.
I'm smiling because Deuce McAllister, you know, up in the booth, always says BYOB, bring your own, be your own blocker, right? And that's it, right?
Yep.
I mean,
it's
for yourself,
very, very similar, you know. And obviously, you want to slide and protect yourself. You don't want to run like big old Deuce and run over guys. But you know, there's a time and a place for that. And but you want to be smart at the same time.
Talk about the play to Rashid Shaheed. And it's a simple play. All right. He's kind of doing a bend in, and then it's a bend and go, whatever. I'm sure it's not the play.
Yeah.
But for us, you know, people up in the booth, just talk about that play. What was the call and what you saw?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was really just a top-down read, you know, with a deep pylon corner route, and then like a curl route and a flap. So it's 1-2-3. Simple read. It was a great play call. It was protected very well. Under center, great play action. It was blocked up great. And you know, Shaheed is, if he gets on that safety and gets him to turn a little bit, I mean, it's he's going to win every time. So
where is he in that progression?
He's number one.
He's one.
He's really an alert.
Right.
So if we get the look, I'm alerting the ball to him. And obviously my eyes are starting there. So, you know, obviously that's the big play. We got to make that play in that time of that game. And you want to hit those. And that one felt really good. So we got to continue to find a way to dial those up each game.
When did you know? Like, it leaves your hand. You know, he's separated himself from the DB, but you know, you feel like he's going to, but you're going to be 50 yards away from him. Okay. What are you seeing, mm-hmm. you know, from your vantage point?
Yeah. You know, actually before the snap, I saw safety give a little signal and I was pretty sure what it was. So I had my hands on him, or I had my eyes on him. And once I saw him turn his shoulders inside, he ran a great route, corner bit down on Juwan, and just put it out there for him to go make a play.
Are you learning that it's almost impossible to overthrow that guy?
It is almost impossible to overthrow Shaheed, for sure. You know, I remember watching, you know, Derek last year just throw it as far as he can, and she's going to go get under it. So continue to work on that, continue to build our chemistry and practice throughout the week. But, yeah, that was a good one in game. It felt good. And he catches that ball in space, you ain't catching him.
Well, that's the part that we have talked about. As we look at the Spencer Rattler career, is that, well, you didn't really have Shaheed mm-hmm. last year. You didn't really have a lot of Olave. Mm-hmm. Didn't have a lot of Taysom. You had some Alvin early, but then none late. You had an offensive line, you know, that was, you know, patchwork. It is what it is. Mm-hmm. So you're really just beyond camp, getting some of these game reps with these targets. Now you're making the most of it. I mean, Olave's got, you know, I mean, he's, you know what I mean? You're making the most of it, but it's still early for your kind of connection with them.
No doubt. You know, like you said, I didn't get much action with them last year, but being able to build with them during, you know, preseason, OTAs, training camp, and then obviously to start the season, it's been good. You know, we're still building, still getting that chemistry down, but I feel like we're getting better and better, and obviously want to keep those two guys heavily involved and get them more big plays.
You're in that fine line of you got to either one of them are doing a crossing route, and you want to get them the ball so they can get some yak. You don't want to lead them too much because the safety is going to waylay them. Mm-hmm. So that's that tough connection, right? Mm-hmm. That's something that you're working on, right?
Yeah, you know, I think there's been, you know, about 2 to 3 throws this year where you can tell just, and it's all timing routes. It's all based off different yardages. What defense are we getting? And it's all been, you know, like super timing route. So it's a double move at the top, something like that. Those 2 or 3 throws, I've been slightly behind or, you know, trying to protect them from the safety, but just being on the same page, giving them a chance because they can take a hit, you know, especially for a touchdown. So continuing to work that throughout the week. And it all comes down to footwork and just trust your guy. Trust your guy to go make a play.
So week 6 of last year, October 13th, you get your first start. It's Tampa Bay coming to town. The speed of the game then versus the speed of the game for you now, week 6, October 12th, a year later.
It's definitely slowed down a little bit for me. You know, I think coming in last year, kind of just getting thrown in that fire a little bit earlier than I was expected to, for sure. You know, it was kind of I think I turned the ball over a few times that game, you know, had a couple bad decisions, but also made some plays too. So felt good last year, but feel much better this year. You know, obviously getting some experience, getting some reps, and, you know, having a full stable of guys out there has been awesome. So loving what Kellen's calling, loving how we're installing this system and calling plays each week. The communication is great. So obviously still growing, still building, and we're just chasing, trying to stack wins now.
After training camp, Kellen Moore names you the starter and said he's our starter. He doesn't need to look over his shoulder. Love it. Every coach has said that in the NFL, but you have given them no reason. At some point, you had to just go, I can't look over my shoulder. I have to believe what Kellen said and go out and be me. And if me's good, me's good. And if me's not, right?
That's right.
Terrible grammar. I'm sorry. No. But that, you know what I'm saying?
100%. Yeah. I mean, you can't worry about anything. You got to control what you can. You know, Kellen's been awesome. He tells us as a team, hey, go for it. You know, we're not here to play timid, play soft. We're playing with high energy, high effort, trying to win every game. So for me, it's just going out there, giving 110% each and every play, laying it on the line. And, you know, the outcome will take care of itself. I know as a team and myself, our process is right. We keep doing that. We'll get the outcomes we want.
One last question before we take a break, and that is because you must get it because we get it. And it's like, well, if that play works to Shaheed, why don't we just throw it deep every time? You know, and why, how come, you know, but it's not, it's the look.
Yep.
It's if you don't have it, you don't have it, right? I mean, but you get that question
all the time. Yeah, it doesn't work like that. People who play football understand the game, know it doesn't work like that. You know, you'd love to get 5 deep shots a game, but look around, it doesn't happen that much. You know, you have to have the right look. At the right time, you got to take advantage of it. You know, it's 11 guys got to do their job at the same time. And, you know, easier said than done for sure. But like I said, you know, after the game, a check down to AK that turns into 12 yards is sometimes just as good as a 50-yard deep shot, you know, over the top. You know, so you got to live to play another down. Take what the defense gives you, because once you get too aggressive, you start turning the ball over, then you're going to lose the game.
Yeah. We'll talk about that. We'll talk on the backside because I think you're right. I think we and I'm guilty, we lock into explosive plays. Well, okay, if I had 4 explosives of 20-plus, or would you rather have 8 plays of 19 that don't count as 20-plus?
Exactly.
But they're 19 yards, and this team has a ton of 17, 18, 19 yards. So we get locked into that stat a little bit. We're talking with Saints quarterback Spencer Rattler ahead of week 6 and New England. This is the Bullseye Saints Hour right here on the official tailgate of the New Orleans Saints on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Welcome back. This is the Bullseye Saints Hour. It is an inside look at the black and gold. Bullseye, the official tailgate of the New Orleans Saints. Week 6, back-to-back home games. I feel like we've played the same team the last 3 weeks because they have the exact same colors. But I mean, literally, almost to a T. New England comes to town. I'm curious, when we were in Buffalo, Sunday, September 28th, who saw who first, you or Tyler?
What do you mean? Just for our birthday?
Yeah.
Kellen gave us a shout out. I want to say the night before, saying happy birthday to both of us, but we were
get it out of the way.
Kind of woke up and said happy birthday to each other. So yeah. It's my guy, man.
Yeah,
pretty,
I mean,
pretty funny.
It's, you know, I found that stat when I was, you know, the night you were drafted or he was drafted, and I was like, my God, they were born on the same day. And then you keep going and you go, well, wait, Brock Purdy, because Purdy played against Chuck. And you go, Jake Palmer, right? I mean, Jake Plummer. I mean, this area, yeah. You didn't play against them, but you're in that same time, right? I mean, that was some, they're producing some quarterbacks. I guess it's Pinnacle, Hamilton, Perry, and Gilbert.
Yep.
I mean, I guess, give me a sense, you know, New Orleans football. Mm-hmm. What's the rivalry like between those schools, or are they just such a big city?
You know, we didn't really have a rivalry. I never played Hamilton in football. Played Brock's younger brother at Perry, beat them. You know, our rivalry wasn't. I mean, we played Cam's high school a lot. Cam Jordan, Chandler.
Yeah,
that was kind of like our rivalry, I guess you could say, when I was there. But a lot of talent, a lot of QBs from there. Obviously,
I think Cam was in his like seventh year in the NFL then, wasn't he?
Maybe longer, probably more than that. But no, man, a lot of talent from Arizona quarterback wise. Played Brock in college a few times. Had some good battles, and you know, still seeing these guys to this day. So it was pretty cool.
The impact of just having Taysom Hill and Foster Moreau on the field, in the game. I mean, Taysom, if you were sitting here, you'd go, dude, I had 6 carries for 2 yards or minus a half, whatever. It was like his worst rushing game ever. Yeah. But that's not the point, yep. Right? I mean, first off, the pass to Juwan Johnson on a 3rd-and-2, I think was instrumental. One, because if you just go back there and run power every time, guess what? They've got a man advantage.
Yep.
Can't do it every time. I mean, the defense, you know, but just the impact of having them out there.
That's right. You know, having those guys on the field just brings a different energy. Great leaders for our team, but just the vibe, you know, when they're out there. Keeps the defense on their toes, obviously, when you can put Taysom back there and run power or throw a quick seam, whatever it is. I love having those guys out there, and they're a vital part to our team.
The fast tempo of the game is different when it's one team. Mm-hmm. When it's both, and I'm going to ask, you know, I talked to Michael Parenton earlier in the show, and we talked about the speed of the game and really what a great job the coaches did, because you don't have a lot of time. Even when Kellen's calling plays, Brandon Staley's got to know, I could be getting – we could be on the field. You know, the tempo was so – I don't think I've ever seen a game with the tempo that fast for both teams. You must have felt that as well.
Yeah, I mean
– I know you like it
from
a quarterback standpoint.
Yeah.
But from just a game standpoint, the tempo just felt so fast.
Yeah, I mean, when I'm off the field, I really don't feel that tempo. But when we're on the field and we're rolling, you know, we work tempo so much. I think it's a great weapon for us, and we've been using it all year. Got to keep using it to our advantage. And, you know, there's certain spots in the game you want to use it. And I think Kellen has a great feel for that. And the guys on our team, you know, it blends well with our personnel and how we can run the ball, throw the ball, do it all.
What is it about it for you? And that's initially when we were talking to Kellen, it takes some, not thinking, but just takes some of the noise outside out of it. Just play football, right? You know, you see, and go play.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, definitely less thinking. You get up to the line, you know, trying to catch the defense off guard, you know, when they're not set, and try to run a play to our advantage. So definitely take some thinking out of it. And, you know, we know what spots we're going to be in running at that tempo. So it's definitely, you know, to the offense's advantage, I would say.
You played in the second half of that Washington game. It's probably the only time I can think of when the dome was like it was Sunday. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a little bit of the true dome. What was that like?
It was awesome. You know, looking around and seeing the fans dancing and how loud it was. That's what we want it to be like every time we're here at home. You know, want to have the crowd on our side. Obviously, they are every time, but we want to truly have them hyped up and have them on our side and just get that place turned up. There's no better feeling.
Sometimes it's, you know, it's on the team. Sometimes if the crowd comes in ready to go, sometimes the team has to do it. And certainly, you know, I don't think I've ever seen a stat book like that where it goes TD. Mm-hmm. By the way, they're not easy TDs, but pretty quick.
Yeah.
Punt. Fumble, interception, turnover on downs. Yeah. I mean, you're on the sideline, you're going, yeah.
Yep.
This is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we definitely, you know, we want to start fast every game. That's where we can take some growth. Buffalo, obviously, went out first drive, scored. That's great. But, you know, when we're at home, we got to go out there and execute from the jump, and that's on us. You know, but – you know, when the defense can play like that and get some momentum going, obviously we hit a deep shot a couple drives in, so that helped a lot to bring some momentum to both sides of the ball and the crowd. But defense played their butts off, and we got to do a better job of, you know, sudden change. When we get a sudden change, we got to go down there and score, because that's when you can flip a game. So that's our focus this week, and we're going to continue to get better in that area.
I said this on the air, so this is really more about what I want. Won the coin toss, which was take the damn ball, right, and go down and score and get a lead.
Yep.
Right now, it didn't happen that way, mm-hmm. but I still believe in what I believe, because mm-hmm. that's, and you must have felt the same way. Let's go out there and take it down and get some points. And that didn't happen,
yeah.
But the premise remains the same.
Yeah, you know, you want to play aggressive. You want to get a lead early. You want to go out there and set the tone. You know, I think that's what our team wants to do, and we can do that every week. If we defer, if we take the ball, it doesn't matter. You know, our first drive, we got to try to score points every time. So, and then on defense, we got to try to get a stop every time. So that's our goal as a group. And, you know, might not go like that every time, as you know, but we strive for it.
A couple more questions and we'll let you go. Appreciate your time. Talking to the Saints quarterback, Spencer Rattler. You've been around, it's in your second year. What does Spencer Rattler do for fun?
For fun during the season, not too much.
I don't know anything fun during the season.
During the season is tough, you know, rest, lay low.
I mean, today's your day off. You're
right.
Talking to me.
That's right. But off season, love to golf, love to hang out, you know, with the family, with the girlfriend, do whatever, go out to eat, watch some shows. Pretty basic guy. Don't do too much.
Now, you don't play with Jake Haner, do you?
I have played with Mr. Haner a few times, and he's taught me some good stuff on the course. I love playing with Jake. He's a elite golfer.
Yeah, he's you know, I talked to his parents some when we were in California, and I was like, whoa, he's a plus one, you know, handicap. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
And the city itself, you know, you've had some chance to visit and really kind of some of the festivals in the spring and jazz festival, whatever, making yourself around town and the people. It's been just, I got about what you expected. I don't know how much you'd ever been here before.
Yeah,
you know, you came.
Yeah, no, haven't been here. You know, wasn't here much before I got drafted.
Yeah.
You know, I took a visit here pre-draft, and the people are awesome here. The environment, the love you get, the fan base, everything. It's like a big family, you know, and I feel like you don't get that in all NFL cities. But it's a special vibe here, and I really enjoy it.
Well, I appreciate your time. You know, this is a big one. Like you say, we talked about this post-Buffalo. Stacking wins, and this is a New England team. You talk about, you know, a quarterback comparison, Drake May in his second year.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I lie sometimes when I say it's the last question. There's usually one more. I was looking at the, you know, the, they went into Buffalo, mm-hmm. right?
And big win.
Get a huge win.
Yeah.
And that's division for them. There's a little more at stake mentally because they see each other twice. Well, which I do want to get to. All right, two more questions. Dang.
All good.
But so he threw for 73.3%. I'm like, wow, that's impressive.
Mm-hmm.
That's his second worst of the year.
Mm-hmm.
He's completed 86%, 86%, 75%. I mean, he doesn't turn the ball off. He's just like yourself. Mm-hmm. He's really intent on being very efficient.
Yeah, I think I got a ton of respect for Drake. I've always had a lot of respect for Drake. You know, just how he goes about it. I've been around him a little bit. Played against him in the Mayo Bowl and 23, you know, and they got us in that game, but it was
a good battle with Mayo, right?
That's right.
You kept yourself from getting Mayo dumped on you.
That's right. Yeah. It was a good battle, and you know, looking forward to another good battle with him. He's a good quarterback, and obviously won't be going versus him. We'll be going against his defense, but got a ton of respect for Drake. He's a great player,
and it is kind of unique because week six last year was Tampa. And then you've played all these games, and this will be your 12th. You know, you'll play you played Tampa twice because you played them in week 6 and you played them in week 18. And mm-hmm. you and I talked about it. Hey, you finally get a defense that you've seen before, mm-hmm. but you won't play another common opponent until week 8.
Yeah.
Guess who? Tampa. You'll have played Tampa 3 times
yeah.
before you've played an Atlanta, before you've played a Carolina, or any common opponent.
Yeah.
Now, a complete season, 16 games, that's kind of strange, but that the question is the impact of playing a team that you've seen before is important.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we played, like you said, we play those guys twice a year, and it's not going to be the same thing you see every time
different
you go
teams.
Out there, obviously. Great. D coordinators, and you know, they make it really challenging on you, especially after you see them for the first time, you know, but it's a challenge every game, and I think that's the fun part. You know, it's like a chess match out there, and you try to play your best, and because you know they're going to bring it every time.
Yeah, have a great week of practice and just keep it going. Keep that dome rocking, then we know we're in good shape.
That's right. Let's keep it going.
All right,
thank you,
Spencer. And that is our show for tonight. My thanks to Vice President of Player Personnel, Michael Parenton. Of course, quarterback Spencer Rattler, Charlie Long in the booth. We will look for you next week after the Saints battle the Patriots at Caesars Superdome. This has been the Bullseye Saints Hour on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.